The Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta is the state's biggest water supply, providing water for 25 million people. It's also the most contested. Northern and Southern Californians have been fighting over who's entitled to that water for more than a century. The latest battle is actually playing out right now. The largest water supplier in the country, Metropolitan Water District, is trying to buy 20,000 acres of land in the Delta. Reporter Nick Stockton covered the issue for Wired magazine. He says the sale could be a big power play in California's complicated water politics. It could be the start of the groundwork in Governor Brown's proposed Twin Tunnels project. Nick Stockton sat down with KALW's Audrey Dilling to explain.
Could you explain what that Twin Tunnels project is?
So probably best to go back, take a step back and just kind of understand what the Delta is. The Delta is this gigantic, I mean, it's a delta. It looks like a delta, like anything you'd see in, you know, the River Nile or whatever, except it's inland. It's like there's the San Francisco Bay, and then there's a range of mountains between that and this gigantic valley in the middle of California. And these two kind of big watersheds run into this delta. And there's about 70 islands in there, and most of them are farmland. And a lot of the state's water comes through there. So getting that water from Northern California to Southern California, there's these two big pumping stations at the southernmost end of the Delta, and one of them is owned by the state and one of them is owned by the feds. And every time they turn those on, they pump water from the east down to like farmers or whatever, or to the Metropolitan Water District. But doing so causes the water in the Delta to run backwards from the sea inlet and causes that water to get really salty. And there's several endangered species of fish in there, and there's also just habitat issues, and also that makes the water just in general more salty, which hurts the water quality for the farmers and stuff who actually live in the Delta. So in order to make it so turning on those pumps does not affect the water quality in the Delta, Governor Brown has proposed building these two gigantic tunnels, about 40 miles long each. They're twin tunnels, and what they would do is tap the Sacramento River a little further upstream before it gets to the Delta. So instead of making the Delta waters run backwards, it would just pull water straight from there.
So this is a land purchase, but can you explain why people are calling it a water grab?
The reason they call it a water grab is because, I mean, it's not like they're buying these islands and they get a bunch of water. They do get some water, but it, as far as like how much water they already have rights to and how much water they need more of, it's literally a drop in the bucket. What it really does is it gives them more negotiating power to try and get these two tunnels built, which they really want built, because it would mean that they are no longer subject to as many environmental restrictions as they are now when what happens when water is low and they try and turn these gigantic pumps on and get water shipped from Northern California to Southern California.
I'm speaking with Wired reporter Nick Stockton about a Southern California water district's attempt to purchase land in the Sacramento Delta. So it sounds like there's a lot of mistrust out there for Metropolitan Water District. Is there any precedence that we can look to for why people are so distrustful of this district?
Yes. it goes back a long ways. First and foremost, the Metropolitan Water District was the first and still the largest customer of the State Water Project, which is like one of the big pumping stations in the Delta. They get a lot of the blame for, you know, the water problems that come up in the Delta and the fact that we have endangered species there now and the water's getting saline and stuff like that. So that falls on them, you know, whether deserved or not. They also, you know, they built the Colorado Aqueduct, and they end up using their money to buy a lot of water rights from farmers over on the Arizona border, which people are kind of like, you know, they just have a reputation of getting water, of trying to get water that maybe people think they don't deserve. And the biggest example of that goes back to the Owens River Valley controversy, which is like the origin of the California water wars, of, you know, that thing. And that was back in the early 1900s. LA's mayor and some other people in the city's leadership decided that LA wanted to be bigger and it just didn't have enough water. So they were eyeballing this valley called the Owens Valley and the water there. And they did some shady real estate deals. The mayor actually bought land under his own name with plans to sell it back to the city at a nice little profit. And they ended up doing all this stuff, getting all this land, getting the rights to this watershed, and built the LA Aqueduct through there. And I mean, that was huge. That was the inspiration for the movie Chinatown. Like, that is like the, you know, that's like the I don't know, I call it the Godwin's Law of California water politics. It's like anytime you want to call somebody out for being a water thief, you bring up Owens River Valley, and that's like, you know, that's what it is.
Metropolitan is saying that they are interested in the land because it gives them access to making environmental improvements to the Delta ecosystem. Do you believe that?
It's possible. No matter what happens with the, you know, no matter what happens with this purchase or whatever, the environmental protections over the Delta are going to stay there. And they need to. Like, if you're because of the decisions that were made in the Delta, these pumps are at the bottom, are at the southernmost end. And if they get turned on, it makes the Delta very saline. And that affects water quality for anybody who wants to use it. And the more saline it gets, the worse the environment gets. And environment is like, you know, people can go back and forth about environmental protection or whatever, but, you know, it's there's no argument that if you have a better environment around your water's going to be better. It's the best investment you can make in clean water is to have just, you know, a good ecosystem surrounding it. It's better than any chemicals or whatever you can dump in the water to clean it up. So there is some truth to that, but there's also, it could be somewhat duplicitous because if they do succeed in building these tunnels, then they tap their water north of the Delta and they're no longer kind of subject to what happens inside the Delta to some degree. And there are some other factors that could go in. They could still be restrained because even if you're tapping water upstream of the Delta, you're not necessarily making the Delta flow backwards, but you are reducing the amount of the volume of water that goes into the Delta, which is problematic because, you know, water has to flow out into the sea or else the sea starts flowing in. The Central Valley where this Delta is very low. It's basically sea level. And it's basically just the pressure of these rivers flowing out that keeps from turning into an inland sea.